The gospel reading for today is Matthew 16, verses 21 to 23. This is the first prediction of Jesus' death and resurrection. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and legal experts, and that he had to be killed and raised on the third day. Then Peter took hold of Jesus and, scolding him, began to correct him. "God forbid, Lord, this won't happen to you." But he turned to Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stone that could make me stumble, for you are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts."
So you know I talk a lot about sports and sports analogy, but today I'm going to give you a break. Now I'm going to talk music. Because did you know, Jim, you were scholarshiped at Illinois State, right? Okay. Did you know that you have two Division I scholarship people here who played in college? That would be Jim Sherry and Monica Corsaro. We were Division I musicians. Hello, NCAA Division I musicians. It's all the same rules, same stuff. We got paid to play, not as much. And it's not as well known, is it? So you can brag about us wherever, at the next party, whatever. So, but knowing that, one thing that is a reality about musicians and artists and actors is that there's this thing that happens called stage fright. And it can absolutely paralyze you. And it can keep you from doing the love of what you do. Now, one time when I had a performance, the stage fright came out in a giggling attack. And I was in this trio, and we had to wait like what seemed like a half an hour for me to laugh it all out. And then we could play. I can't believe I'm even telling it. It's so traumatic. But, right, we do things, and we end up being our own obstacle. Amen? Well, that is what's going on today as we continue our journey with Peter. Again, things seem to be going so well. Jesus is preaching. He's getting known. And last week, they realized who each other was. We have the anointed one, Jesus, and then we have now Peter, the rock. But now, Peter's like, wait, Jesus, you're not going to be with us, right? Jesus is telling the disciples, I am not always going to be with you. And you can see Peter doing this, saying, no, that's not true. We cannot do this movement without you. The way this works is, you are Jesus, and we are your followers. In fact, you said, come and follow me. So it's one of those stage fright moments, because Jesus is letting his disciples know, I'm here to teach you so you can teach others. And I am imagining them on the road as they're walking, and Peter literally stopping everything, stopping with his stage fright. He can't go further. Jesus is like, no, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. And he says, he doesn't say, be quiet, Peter. He says, Satan, get behind Peter. He acknowledges that Peter, once again, is not the bad person, but he's setting up his own obstacles so that they can't go forward. Get behind me, Satan. Anyone got any demons that keep you from doing what you could be doing, right? Oh, I won't call them. They don't really want to hear from me. Oh, they don't really want to do that. Oh, I'm not really that good at playing, so I'm not going to play. I don't know the Bible, so I'm not going to go to Bible study. Right? You see how we do things that keep us from bettering ourselves? For whatever reason. And so that's the moment that we're in right now. But I also love this. Jesus has to stay focused, doesn't he? Jesus does know what's happening. And remember, in biblical literature, we know what is happening. So we know that Jesus has to have his head, his mind, his spirit, his body into it so he can do what is asked of him. And I love how he lets Peter know, Peter, you're being an obstacle right now. Out of my way, and let's walk again. Let's go. Let's do the journey. So we will be continuing this journey, and in North American Protestantism, we've gotten into this way of doing the Christian life where we don't want to do Holy Week. Amen? We love to do Palm Sunday, and in fact, we as your clergy, we always are now trying to figure out, how can we do Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday in the same Sunday, because we know we're not going to see you the rest of the week. And then we're going to see you on Sunday. I'm not talking to any of you, of course, but, right, it happens. That's why this year we are going to have a Holy Thursday service, so we can have a chance to be in the journey, because then we realize, as there are always beginning and ends, there are births, there are deaths, but there is always new life, and we won't understand that fully unless we do the journey, and that's Jesus talking to Peter right now. Peter, we got to do the journey. You're going to have to experience life and death so that you can be part of the new life. Amen? And this is going to be one of the hardest, holiest seasons of all. We have the war going on in the Holy Land. And maybe if we all talked about it that way, we would realize we have Jewish, Muslim, and Christian siblings who are at harm's way 24/7. And there is a hope, because unlike when we're in the season of Lent, when we're in the season of Ramadan, that usually gives world leaders a sign to say, we need to stop warring. Now, this is a case of whatever obstacles have been getting in the way of these world leaders, we now need them to be able to stay focused, move forward, be on the journey, and demand peace. So may it be so. Let me end on an inspirational note from the astrophysicist perspective. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Anyone hang out with him ever? Oh my gosh, isn't he great? He's all right. And I like when he says, and you know, it's my people that came up with this, 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 and this. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So he was on another one of my favorite world leaders, Stephen Colbert, the other night. And Stephen said, you know, what is the astrophysicist's take on the universe? And Neil deGrasse Tyson, and you know, he gets excited, right? When he's talking about what he knows, and I love that. And he's like, look, I wish people could just see the world, see the universe as we do. And that's another thing. In this moment, Peter can only see this, but the universe is this. And Neil deGrasse Tyson says, we're on a continuum. We're on a continuum of things happening in all time, and that there is, and right now the society is so stuck on, it is black or white, it is up or down, it is right or wrong, it is this, and it must be that. I am right, and you are wrong. And he's like, no, there is no such thing as black and white. There's always color or discolor in everything, right? Including our skin. Amen? There's no such thing as boy and girl. It's boyish and girlish up beyond, right? There's no such thing as I'm only into this and not that. You can have a vegetarian hang out in a steakhouse. Amen? It is not this or that. And he goes, I remember in the day when we would have opinions, I would share an opinion and post, and then someone else would share an opinion and post. Not that you must agree with me or not for us to continue. Amen? He's saying this whole thing of that there is only one way and no other way, it doesn't even belong in the universe because the universe is not that way. So let's remember what we process theologians call, we also believe in a continuum, but what we say, and that everything is interconnected. So if you are hurt, I am hurt. We are made of the same cells. We are, my cells and your cells, they intermix all the time. We need the same things to survive, food and water. We are made up of 70%+ of water. The earth is made up of 70% water. We are all connected. We need to see this journey as a whole. There's going to be times when we get paralyzed. There's going to be times when we don't want to play our instruments. There's going to be times where we don't want to say something, where we need to say something. There's going to be times we just don't even want to say thank you because we're too worn out. But that's when we dig in and say, I am a part of you, and you are a part of me, and we are beloved, and we are part of God's beautiful continuum of the universe. Amen? Amen. Amen.